In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I am glad to be with you today. And I'm looking today at Romans. Do you know that what God says, he performs? Do you know that God's word is absolutely, completely, and totally reliable? Do you know when the Lord promises something, he does what he says? Do you know that? Are you living in Never Never Land, in the land of Oz, you know, the land of shadows? When God speaks a word, he knows what to do and how to do it. And the church needs to start believing. You and I, the church, need to start believing that the promises of God are yes and amen. And when he speaks a word, he means it. And we have to completely hold on to him until that word is fulfilled. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'll give you an example now. Because, you know, I can talk about all this kind of stuff without examples, and it doesn't make any sense. First, I'll give you a biblical example. What does the Bible say? That Abraham believed God, and he counted those things that were not as if they were. That's right. You'll find that in the fourth chapter, that Abraham believed God, and he counted those things to be that were not as if they were. Okay? I should say Romans 1:17. God calls those things which are not to be. Okay. Abraham believed God, and he believed that despite the barrenness of the womb of Sarah, that he would have as many children, as many as the stars of the sky and the sand of the sea. He counted those things to be that were not. Sarah was barren. There's a long way between Abraham in the 12th chapter when he's called out of the Ur of Chaldeans to the 18th chapter when those three visitors come to him. There's a long wait. But he counted those things to be that were not as if they were. All right? When God says something, you can hang your hat on it. You can rely on it. You can know it to be true. Okay, I'll give you another example. Many years ago, maybe 1997, 1998, when we're at the Holy Rosary, the Lord prophesied through me, I'm going to send people from all around the world to you. Now, I just want to tell you, you know what? That's totally impossible. We live in a little place outside of Winthrop. We're in the corner of Winthrop, really, the end of Winthrop. The next place is Portugal. Okay. Open sea, you go to Portugal. How people could not find this place. Let me just tell you what happened. When I first got here 14 years ago, almost 15 years now. Imagine being someplace 15 years. When I first got here, my friend Jerry McAdam, he decided to come and see me the first Sunday that I was there, that I was here. And so Jerry came. And when he came, he was asking directions to the place. People didn't even know where this place was. Finally, he met a person and said, I need to find out where Holy Rosary is. You know what the guy said? Nothing ever happens there. That's what he said. Jerry smiled. He says, well, he knew that wasn't going to be true. We're going to give it our big college try and depend upon God. Anyway, prophetically I spoke that the Lord said he was going to send me people from all around the world. And you know what? I kind of laughed at it, just like Sarah laughed at the three men. The three men that said, next year, Abraham, you're going to have a baby. And Sarah laughed. And I kind of, even though it came from my mouth, I'm saying this is totally impossible. So I didn't even hang my hat on it. Let me tell you the first thing that happened. I'm going to tell you, open the door. You see, when God says something, you've got to celebrate it. When God says something, you've got to celebrate it. I was celebrating Mass at 8 o'clock in the morning many years ago. It was on a Sunday when we had Mass at 8 o'clock in the morning. I was the only priest. I had three Masses a weekend, and I'm doing the Mass at 8 o'clock in the morning, and I see in the congregation a priest and three young men or four young men. And this priest was Father Paul, and he had four young men from Ethiopia. And so, at the end of Mass, the Lord said to me, very specifically, invite them in for breakfast. I said, no, I don't want to. I'm tired. I want to go to bed. I could sleep an extra hour before the 11 o'clock Mass. And then he said, I want you to celebrate their coming because these are the first people that are coming that I promised. So I invited them all for breakfast. So I fed them and, you know, they left and so on and so forth. I celebrated that event, and the Lord said, celebrate it. I did, because he said he'd send people from all around the world. So we got Ethiopians. One of them stayed with me for many months. Then we got the Polish contingency. Thank God, with Father Martin came first. And then after Father Martin came Father Anthony. And after Father Anthony came Father Wojtek, Vitek, High Tech, and Low Tech. And after that came Father Raymond. And after Father Raymond, Father Irenaeus. Okay? All from Poland. Now, Father Irenaeus is now a missionary to Ireland. He's part of the neo-catechumenate group. Okay, so listen to this now. Then we start getting our African contingent. We had Sister Elizabeth from Nigeria. Then we got Father Matthew. Now we have somebody from Ghana. We have Father Joseph. Don't forget your Indian contingency now. We got Father Joshi, who's been with me for 4 years. And after Father Joshi, we have someone coming at the end of this week to stay with us for about a month. His Father Shandosh. We've had people from the Holy Land, Father Adam. Let me just tell you this, okay? When God says something, you can hang your hat on it. And you've got to begin to celebrate what he says. You have to declare what he says. You have to proclaim what he says. And then you start seeing that these things happen. But you know what? I'm going to also tell you this, okay? When all these things happen, it also means a little inconvenience. You know, people that want their life A, B, C, D, and E will never do the will of God. You know, people that want their life very neat, very clean, very ordered, will never do what God wants. I was speaking with Pat Allen today. We want to pray for her mother who broke her hip. It's like a triangle. I know what it's called. It's just not coming to me. But anyway, she said, you know, Father Trump, what happened last week, 5 days of revival, you have no parking lot. You have no parish hall. You have no place like a school to meet. And yet all these things came together. People were fed. People were blessed. People worshiped. She says, it takes faith to do that. We didn't know what we're doing. It's always good not knowing what you're doing. But you see, it takes inconvenience. there's going to be a little inconvenience with this. You see, if you don't want to be inconvenienced, then you won't get God's best. There's going to be inconvenience. But you know what? I can move with that. That's okay. I'd rather be inconvenienced than bored. And a lot of people are bored. They're bored. I'd rather be inconvenient and see the move of God than to just sit around in a rocking chair saying nothing ever happens here. You know, many places during the summer, they close. Oh, yes, they'll have their services on Sunday, but they close. We don't close. Summer is busy. People come from all over the world. Then you say, how do they get here? Do you go looking for them? I've looked for none of them. I've not looked for one person. They came to me through the prophetic word. Believe me, I didn't go looking, but God sent them, and I consider that a gift. I consider it a gift. You know why? Because he sent them to me and not somebody else. Because he trusts me with them and not somebody else. This is a sacred trust that the Lord gives me. He sends his priests to me. He sends people from around the world to me. This is a sacred trust that God gives to me. I believe that. I know that. The other night we had two priests from New York who came. And they were going to go in a hotel. Oh, no, there's no hotel when people come in town. You have to be hospitable. We'll just make room for you. We'll just make, and I know I couldn't do this if people didn't help me in the house. It'd be impossible. But we make room for you. This is what you call hospitality. But you see, some people say, you know, this is too much for me. I can't deal with this kind of stuff. I just want an ordered life. You know what? If you want an ordered life, go to a mortuary today. Go to a funeral home today and go see some dead body that's sitting down or not lying down and they're just looking, doing nothing. They're sleeping, having a... If that's the way you want to live as a dead person, hallelujah. You can live as a dead person. That's not the way the Lord promised. He said, I would give you life and life more abundantly. The Lord said that. I will give you life and life more abundantly. I don't want you living like dead people. There's enough dead people in living bodies. Do you know that? I know there's so many dead people in living bodies. This is real. Oh, yeah, you know, they wait 1 year to the next. What's happening this year? Nothing. What happened last year? Nothing. And what's going to happen 2 years? Nothing. You know, we just do our business. 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 It's not about business. It's about Jesus. It's about the Holy Spirit. It's about his people. Business. Not business. But, you know, if you just want to just coast along, well, just make your prepaid payments to the funeral home now. It'll be cheaper than when you die. And some people do that. And many of them are already dead, even though they breathe. It's not about just being comfortable. St. Paul was not comfortable. He went from one place to the other in ships. He was shipwrecked. He was beaten. He was rejected. He was stoned. He was whipped. He was left for dead. But you see, he found someone worth living for and someone worth dying for. And I think that's the problem. In the 1900s and the 1990s and the 2000s and 10s, people have not found someone worth living for and someone worth dying for. They just go from one thing to the next. You know, I want to be comfortable. The Lord never promised me comfort. He promised me his presence. He promised me people. He promised me that great things would happen. He promised me that his word would be fulfilled. He never said, I'm going to make you comfortable. Jesus was not comfortable. Jesus went from one place to the other. Oh, yes, he went from one place. He says, foxes have holes and snakes have lairs, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. But I'll tell you, though he had no place to lay his head that was specific, wherever he went, he had his head on some pillow. Somebody accepted him. You see, the gospel is not something that brings comfort. It brings challenge. And can I also say this? You cannot institutionalize the gospel. And you cannot institutionalize the Holy Ghost. And you cannot institutionalize the move of God. That takes the presence of God. That takes God doing something that we cannot do. You can't institutionalize God. But so many people just want it nice, want it comfortable, and it never was and it never will be. But it's exciting. It's marvelous. You know, it's so interesting that I always wanted to be like a mentor to priests. But the diocese never chose me. And they never will. So God chose me. And he brings people from all around the world. Isn't that interesting? He gives me my heart's desire. But not the way I thought it would come. The diocese would never have chosen me. And never will choose me. But you know what? That's fine. I've got someone now from Poland. Someone at the end of the week coming from India. Listen to me. Not just boring Boston, but someone from around the world with different challenges, with different lifestyles. It's beautiful. Jesus said, go ye therefore into the whole world. I can't go into the whole world, but you know what? He can send the world to me, because that's Jesus. Is your life exciting with the Lord, or is it just so boring? Then you need the Holy Spirit, because I'm going to tell you, it's the Holy Spirit that starts stirring things up. And I love that word, stir. He stirs things up. He stirs things up. He stirs things up. Things begin to happen in the Holy Spirit. Things begin to happen in the Holy Spirit. He stirs things up. He stirs things up. He stirs things up. Things begin to happen that you cannot imagine, that you cannot even right about before it said this can't happen. But you know what? You have to live it in order to experience it. If you don't live it, you never experience it. God knows how to do things, and he knows how to do things well. But you've got to walk by faith and not by sight. And it takes the Holy Spirit to do these things in you, with you, and through you. It takes the Holy Spirit to bring about revival, to bring about life. Can I just tell you one thing? The church in the West needs revival, needs to be wakened up. I'm talking all the churches. And there's only one way that the churches, Catholic, Protestant, and Orthodox, will be awakened. And I'll tell you, Zechariah said it, and I'll just repeat the words of the prophet. It's not by might. It's not by power. It's not by advertisement. It's by my Spirit, says the Lord. If the Spirit of God is not in the mix, it'll fizzle out. I know that. I've seen it in my ministry. When the Spirit of God is not in the mix, or when I won't let him be in the mix, and I kick him out of the mix, it fizzles out. Do you understand what I'm saying? I understand. It's not by might. It's not by power. It's by my Spirit, says the Lord. Unless the Spirit of God has action in the middle of what we're doing, nothing's going to happen ultimately that's going to change people. We can have the greatest programs. We can do the greatest things. I can have the greatest preacher. I can be the most handsome man in the whole world. It's just not going to make it, because it's not by might, not by power. It's by my Spirit, says the Lord. And we have found out how to get hold of the Holy Spirit, and it's through worship. We have found out that the Spirit of God makes heaven available when we start to worship. We have found out that heaven seeps in to our meetings when we worship and worship and worship God. And then things begin to happen, and lives begin to change, and people begin to come again. But it's not by might, and it's not by power. It's by my Spirit, says the Lord. You see, the Holy Spirit knows how to do so many things. And you know what? He needs vessels in order to work through. So I want to invite you people this Wednesday to the Espousal Retreat House. We will be there this Wednesday, and you're welcome to come. It's at 7:30. We're going to continue revival there that night, and we're going to be blessed God. We're going to bless God. We're going to worship like we've never worshiped before. That's this Wednesday. If today is the 26th, I'm talking about the 28th of whatever month it is, July. The 28th of July. And next Sunday we'll be again at the Holy Rosary, worshiping God, 7 o'clock in the evening, continuing with the revival. Because with revival comes new life. With new life comes transformation of lives. With transformation of lives come missionaries who go throughout the whole world. This will be a missionary revival where God will send people throughout the world. That's what's going to be. I believe it. I believe it. Because you see, the gospel is too good for Boston. It's got to go beyond. It was too good for Jerusalem. Had to go beyond. It was too good for Rome. It's got to go beyond. It's got to go to the ends of the earth. Because we've got the best. And when you have the best, you got to share it. But there'll be inconvenience. There'll be inconvenience. And some people just don't like inconvenience. They think that it's got to all fit in like a jigsaw puzzle. Well, you just might have a couple of pieces that don't fit. You know what? But you find out that those pieces that don't fit might be the best pieces on the board. God knows how to do things. Am I getting your attention? Are you bored? You're not too old, you know. Are you bored? The Spirit of God wants to do something. Are you in a rut spiritually? The Spirit of God wants to do something. Come to the Espousal this Wednesday at 7:30. Come 7 o'clock, Holy Rosary next Sunday. Are you in a spiritual rut? Are you dead? You don't even know if you're living a dead spiritually. You're taking your pulse and you don't feel anything. Come to the Espousal Retreat House in Waltham. 781-209-3101. 781-209-3101. That's this Wednesday. And God wants to do something for you. He wants to revive you. Wants to kiss you on the lips. Wants to wake you up. Wants to make you an arrow in his quiver. That's what he wants to do. But you know what? It's up to you. But if you're just living in the comfort zone, I'm going to tell you, if you think you're bad this year, next year you're going to be worse. Unfortunately, you know. Things just don't get better unless the Holy Ghost gets in charge. That's really true. I know that to be true in my own life. I need to speak seriously to you now. People who hear me with these half-hour programs like in New Mexico and St. Louis, and Washington, D.C., and Phoenix, Arizona, and Florida, and New Jersey, and Boston, and Hartford, and Springfield, and Chicopee, in Rhode Island. I need to speak to you wonderful people because we are really short this month in paying June's bills. And if you want me to continue to be on your dial at this time, I need to hear from you. No gift is so small. I will not go into debt. If I have to, I will go off of stations. Because you know what? I'm not a fundraiser. I'm a preacher of the gospel. I'm a priest of the Lord Jesus. So if these broadcasts bless you in Phoenix and Washington, D.C. and all these places that I'm in St. Louis, Missouri, in New Jersey, in Rhode Island, in Boston, in Chicopee, in Hartford, in New Mexico. If these broadcasts bless you, then you need to bless us. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. I will promise you that if the debt gets so big that I cannot pay it, I will go off of stations. I will have to. But you know what? It's in the Lord's hands. So it's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. I expect that this Friday they're going to have so much mail, they're going to pay all our bills for June. I expect that God's going to provide because He is a provider. He knows how. You're blessed by these broadcasts. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Again, this Wednesday at the Espousal Retreat House at 7:30. And next Sunday at Holy Rosary at 7 o'clock. And let me just tell you about Jimmy the Roofer. Not only are roofs falling at his feet, but now people come to the church looking for him. That's a new one. They come to the church looking for Jimmy the Roofer. That's something. His telephone number is 617-519-0341, 617-519-0341, 617-519-0341. And I'm telling you, he's really good. He's really good. And he charges too little. I'm telling him, raise your prices. Like you're charging one quarter what these people charge. This is ridiculous. You've got a family. Raise your prices. He says, you know what he says to me, Father Tom? Half a loaf is better than none. And I say, but you know what, Jimmy? Your job is so superior. Half a loaf is better than none. 617-519-0341. 617-519-0341. And keep me in your prayers, because I need your prayers, because we need the Holy Ghost to do a brand new thing every day. Come on, get out of your comfort zone. Come on, shake it off. Shake it off. Shake it off. Shake it off. And if not by might, not by power, by my spirit, come on. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.